5 below at the Houghton County Airport, 2 below here in downtown Hancock. Huskies Drive Time in progress. West's from in our studio this morning. Happy birthday to Aaron Cepola and Chris DeSellier. Both having birthdays today on the 10th of December. Another guest in our studio. And Wes, I'll let you do the honors of introducing.
Well, we got all student athletes today, Dirk, because we had Huskies night out last night at the mine shaft. And despite Mother Nature trying to throw us another curveball during our Huskies night out, we had actually a pretty good crowd out there, and all of our coaches spoke there. So we figured we'd give it to student athletes today, and from the women's basketball team we have Danielle Blake. And Danny, thanks for getting up to this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, you're into your sophomore season. Talk about how things are going so far. Now it's got to feel good to be 2-0 in conference play.
Yeah, it feels really good. We started out really strong, 2-0 in conference so far. Obviously, we lost a couple earlier this season that, you know, we shouldn't have dropped, but, you know, we bounced back really hard and we're starting it out right now.
Seems like Coach Cameron and the losses, even though disappointed, thought they were great learning experiences early in the season.
Yeah, they really were. I mean, if we're going to lose a couple, I'd rather lose them early than later on down the stretch, obviously. And we had a lot to learn, especially losing, you know, Sam Hoyt and Emma Veach. We had some big shoes to fill, and I definitely think we had some people step up and win those games for us.
Danny Blake from the Michigan Tech women's basketball team with us. And tell us about yourself, your family, and like Wes likes to ask, like what you're studying and that kind of thing.
I'm a biomedical engineer, study here at Michigan Tech, obviously. I have a sister, younger sister. She's 18. She plays at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, so she's a Badger. And then I have my two parents, my mom and my dad. They're both back in Midland, Michigan, where I'm from, and I love them both very much.
Now, so your younger sister, she's playing hoops at Madison?
She plays volleyball.
She plays volleyball at Madison. Yeah. Okay. So that makes it a little bit better. So she didn't try to beat you in basketball anyway.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Now, this season obviously hasn't maybe started the way you wanted, but you bounced back. But it seems like it's obviously a much different team without Sam in there, and a lot of different players are maybe experiencing some new roles on the team. Do you feel like, you know, that's true for you as well?
Yeah, I really do. Definitely. Especially last year, I was more of a defensive player. And then this year, I've really had to step up my game both offensively and defensively as well. So I think a lot of different people have stepped up big in a lot of different places.
Now, what do you... when you go out there, I usually get put on the other team's best player to defend. And do you have a preference? Do you prefer guarding in the post better or guarding a guard? Or does it really matter?
I would say I prefer guarding in the post better just because I've been doing that for longer. But I'm definitely trying to learn how to guard guards. They're just a lot faster, a lot quicker. But they kind of get mad at my long arms sometimes, so that's a little fun.
How tall are you?
Like 6'1".
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm guessing 6'1", you probably played a lot of post in high school.
Yeah, I really did.
And at 6'1", you're probably, I think, what, the third or fourth player that starts for us that's 6 feet or taller. So mm-hmm. A little bit different role. And is it tough adjusting to the different roles and maybe the different, you know, obviously everybody's taller in college and everybody's skilled. You know, talk about that transition, how difficult that can be.
I redshirted my freshman year, so I had another year to just adjust to everything. But, man, these girls that don't do it, it's really impressive. Like, I don't know how they just go from playing college ball or playing high school ball to playing college ball. It's a big jump. Everybody's a lot bigger, a lot stronger. Not only taller, but, like, they're faster. And, man, these girls have some beef to them, you know? It's pretty funny.
Oh, plus the whole school thing, too. I mean, if you're redshirt, you get a chance to kind of settle into the whole routine of school.
Yeah, exactly.
And basketball practice, and then get into the games the next year.
Yeah, it's a lot easier transition, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. When you guys talked about, you know, what your team goals were this year at the start of the season, you know, what kind of things did you guys talk about?
Well, we just made some, actually. One of our biggest goals is to hold teams to under 58 points a game. You know, we want to really focus defensively because if a team can't score, you know, they can't win. We also want to out-rebound our opponents because, you know, rebounds help win you games and they just cause so many other things, good things to happen. And another one is our free throw percentage. We want to shoot over 75% for free throws.
Nice. And you guys head down the road now. And this, you know, I talked to Coach Cameron last night. This is one of the toughest road trips in the South Division with, you know, Finley. Obviously, they're a very good program. And we're trying to maybe pay them back a little bit for getting us up here a year ago. And then Hillsdale, maybe down a little bit. But I'm guessing they're going to be very tough on their home floor as well.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be a tough road trip. But we're all really excited for it.
Now you head out on the road today. Are you excited about getting out of town? Or are you wishing maybe it wasn't such a early road trip because this is what, last week of school, right? Before finals.
Yeah, it's the last week before finals. So, I mean, it kind of stinks that we have to miss all the exam reviews and everything. But, you know, that's just part of it. It's... We're all looking forward to it.
How many exams do you have next week?
Three.
Ooh.
Yeah.
She sighed before she said three.
It's a little studying on the bus then?
Yeah, there'll be a lot of studying on the bus.
And what's your toughest class right now?
Probably my Calc 3 class.
Mm. Calculus 3, yeah. Calculus 1 was enough for me.
That's all I barely got through to. Yeah. It's 1.
How about what are your future plans? Obviously, you're going to be here for a while. You're only a sophomore, eligibility wise. But what are your future plans? What do you see yourself doing with your degree?
That's a good question. Honestly, I'm just trying to figure out what I'm going to do with my fifth year right now because I'm going to graduate pretty much in 4. So I think I'm going to looking at getting my MBA here. So we'll see.
Nice.
And then from there, I'm not really sure what's going to happen.
A lot of smart student-athletes on our teams, boy. 4 years at Michigan Tech while you're playing basketball is pretty amazing.
Yeah, I thought I was pretty smart before I came to Michigan Tech, and I realized I was pretty average.
You're smart, Wes.
Yeah.
All right, well, Danny, we can't thank you enough for getting up early and stopping on in today. We wish you the best of luck. It's going to be a long bus trip.
Yes,
but a lot of time to get that studying done, get ready for exams, and then you can go.
And then you get like 3 weeks off. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
You guys get some the mandatory week off, right, for Division II to over Christmas.
Yeah, we get 7 days this year.
So yeah,
instead
that's gonna
of
be cool.
Normal 5. I'm really excited about that.
I'm sure your folks are too.
They are.
Well, thanks for stopping in, and we look forward to listening to the games this weekend.
All right, thanks for having me.
All right, Danny Blake here on Mix 93. We'll be back with more on Drive Time right after this.